Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's an opportunity for many things. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the way it's told, obviously I wasn't there, neither any of you, when he heard Shabbos Mevorach and Rosh Chodesh Elul, he said he would faint. The pachad of the Emas Hadin. Truth of the matter is that we find that for many, we're not even on the level to handle the Emas Hadin. And it's the famous Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Dvorim, I think we've mentioned it here, he quotes the Pasuk, Ki imcha haslicho l'man tivorei. With you, Hashem is forgiveness in order that you be feared. And it sounds like it's something's wrong there. Forgiveness is not what makes you more feared. Forgiveness, if anything, should make you less feared. If Hashem is forgiving, so there's nothing to be so afraid of. And it seems from what he says over there that the pshat is that if Hashem wouldn't be forgiving, we'd be too afraid to be afraid. We'd be too paralyzed to be afraid. We couldn't even focus on the fear. It's too overwhelming. But knowing that He is forgiving, knowing that He is loving and kind and caring and forgiving, that is allows us to be able to muster the koyach and the strength of character to be able to be afraid. So kimcha aslicho l'man tivorei. So that's really, we have to look at it in a little bit of a more positive element. And the truth of the matter is, that just because we can't handle the fear. The truth of the matter is, that element is not fabricated. It's not the figment of some modern-day Balmusa's imagination. It's mamish, goes right to the core of what Elul is all about. Ad kedei kach, that the name itself, the Rosh Tevis, we find, Mishneh Berurah brings, is a remez to the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, I am to my beloved is to me, referring to our loving, passionately loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the very introduction, that same Rosh Chodesh Elul, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was on the Madrega to be able to internalize the fear, the seriousness of the moment. For those of us who need to focus on the Imcha Haslicho L'man Tivorei, we can hear in those words, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. We hear a message that we can sooner relate to, that we need to relate to before we can even get to that level of L'man Tivorei. So that really is the opportunity of Elul to recognize and appreciate and deepen that relationship, that loving bond, that ani l'doidi v'doidi li, that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we know that that bond and that relationship is the fundamental cornerstone, the foundation of the Midas HaBitochon. Because if there isn't this loving relationship, if I don't know that Hashem loves me and I don't feel some type of reciprocal love to Him, it's very hard to put trust. Trust, not in the context of love, is a very unreliable type of a thing. In fact, trust in the context of fear is not very trustworthy. Rashi says that on the Pasuk V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha, so Rashi says, Eino doime, this parasha is V'eschanon, Eino doime oivid miyiro le'oivid me'av. There's no comparison between one who serves Hashem out of fear and out of love. Ha'oivid miyiro, one who serves Hashem out of fear, Raboi matriach olov, his master makes it a little bit difficult for him. Goodbye. I'm out of here. Not so if he serves out of love. So even the trust, and service is a trust, like, here, I have a master. He's trusting me. He relies on me. We have this relationship. He tells me what to do, and I'm reliable and responsible to do it. Not if it's based on fear. If it's based on fear, if it gets a little too hot in the kitchen, I'm out of there. Rabbi, that's the Lashon Rashi. Oyved meyiro, Rabbi matriach olov, v'hoylech lo. So even for the for this midas habitochon, for this trust, we need that sense of relationship. Not only that he loves us so we can trust that he will deliver for us, but we love him so we can trust ourselves and be trustworthy that we will maintain our connection there and that it's not going to get lost in some overwhelming type of a fear. So this is really a very special, unique opportunity to enhance that relationship and memela to build and strengthen the foundation to be able to feel that midas habitochen. Just to go to the end before we start moving from the beginning, we do know that in Perek Lamed Gimel in Tehillim, we find, and the Chofetz Chaim makes that deal, we saw it actually inside in the Machne Yisrael a number of weeks ago, but the Chofetz Chaim makes the deal, Ein Hashem El Yireyov, Lam Yachalim Lachastoy. And it's talking there, Hayotze Yachad Liba Mamevin El Kol Maaseyim, which the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says refers to Hashem judging the world at Rosh Hashanah B'Skira Achas. So we're standing in judgment. Hashem is judging the world at Rosh Hashanah. And then David HaMelech says, Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov, Hashem looks favorably on the Yirei Hashem, the God-fearing people. Lam Yachalim Lachastoy. And also, not ha-yirei of ha-meyachalim, that's the Chofetz Chaim's diuk, but no, la-meyachalim is a separate category. They're not the yirei Hashem. We're not holding by that yet. But the meyachalim l'chastoy. Those people are also benefited in the shas hadin, la-hatzil mo-vesnafshom, l'chayosom barov, and that's the next possible. Saving their lives and sustaining them so that there's two Kavim, so to speak. There's two lines of approach to the Yom HaDin. There's the being worthy, and there's even if I'm less than worthy, but there's the Miyachalim L'chastoy. And that's also a very powerful koyach that helps me as I stand by Yom HaDin. So it's certainly worth our while in any way possible to strengthen in the Yimei Elul this sense of trusting Hashem, because that will serve us well even on the Avodah of the Yomim Neroim. Now, that it doesn't mean to say that we should not do tshuva. It doesn't mean to undermine the Yiro and the Avodas Hashem, because the truth of the matter is, there's no question about it, if a person is not living his life up to the standard that he knows he should be, even though his bitochin could help him, he's going to be hard-pressed to be about bitochin. It's very hard to put my trust in a relationship, in a loving relationship, in the ani l'doidi v'doidi li, when I feel that I violate the parameters of that relationship every month in Donashtik. I'm constantly, forever, just ignoring the relationship, negating the relationship, abusing the relationship. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoy, he's ready to accept the Baal Bitochon, afilo rosho beitech b'Hashem chesed yisoy bevenu, Chazal say. But for us, for the Shema Goram Achet, it's very hard. It's hard for me to muster that trust in that relationship when I know how much I have abused that relationship. So we have to work on that too. But since our focus here is the development of the Midas HaBitochen, so we're going to pursue that angle. Now, it's interesting that we actually start Elul. We start Elul with both emphasis, with the focus on both. The night, well, depends who I'm talking to. I was going to say the Ma'ariv, the first Ma'ariv, we say the Dovid Hashem Ma'ariv. Then again, you guys don't do it in that order. So depends, you know, who you are, where you daven. But it's interesting, between the first night and the first day and the first mincha, we underscore both concepts. We blow the shofar. Hayitoka shofar be'ir v'ho'om lo yecherodu evokes fear. The shrill sound of the shofar reminds a person, hey, there's a din v'cheshbon. Yesh din v'yesh dayan. Get your act together, man. Wake up! Wake up! Uru yeshena mishinaschem. Wake up! Stop sleeping. You know, life is short and there's so much to be accomplished. Hayoyim kotzer v'hamalocha marubo v'balabayis doichek. Come on. That's one. And yet at the same time, we do it first. Maybe we need it first before we can get to the Yira. Maybe you guys can handle it. Got more strength. You could wait until Mincha. L'dovid Hashem O'iri. Which is just a sheer, completely discussing bitochen. So we do both. We start ill, and not only we start, we maintain every day. The shofar, the awakening to the tshuva, and the developing of the bitochen. L'dovid Hashem O'iri v'yishi mimi Yira. Hashem mo'is chayai mimi yefchon. It's mamish. Hashem oiri v'yishi. He's my the Chazal even say oiri v'Rosh Hashanah, the yishi v'Yom Kippurim. I'm focusing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but it's a positive focus. Oiri, my light. My light. The yishi, and my Yeshua, my salvation. So here I am in a state of need, in a state of worry, in a state of concern. And I know that even though I face these awesome days, the Yomim Hanoi Roim, but Uri, my light, Rosh Hashanah, the Yishi, my salvation, Yom Kippur, Mimi Yira, who am I going to be afraid of? So it's a calming, soothing, inducing a sense of Menuchas HaNefesh, like, you know, what Hashem is, and it's light and salvation. Not Hashem is the one to be afraid of. It's emphasizing the positive. It's emphasizing the benefit. It's emphasizing that I can rely on Hashem, that He's going to take care of me. Hashem mo'is chayai mimi efchot. He's the strength of my life. Who shall be afraid of? There's no one else to be afraid of. And again, it's strengthening ourselves in our relationship with Hashem. There's nothing else to be afraid of. So those are psukim which clearly delineate the parameters of bitochen. Bikroiv alai mreim lechles psori, sorai hoivali, him a koshul no fool. Enemies gang up against me, you know. They fool. Nothing to worry about. I rely on Hashem. Im tachane olai machane lo yiro libi. This army can come out against me and they're about to attack me, and we also very often feel that way. We live in a world for, I don't know if it's recent events only, maybe it's been this way before, but a little bit the world's beginning to feel how the Jews been living throughout the millennia. You know, everybody's now a little bit nervous. Everyone's looking over their shoulder these days. You know, it used to be that was our lot and the rest of the world was secure. Today, nobody is secure anymore. But, you know, im tachane olai machane, we are secure. Lo yiro libi. Im tokum olai milchomo, I trust in Hashem. And David HaMelech then asks for something else. And he says, Acha shu'alti me'es Hashem o'is avakish. I have one request. That's all I ask. Shivti be'es Hashem kol yimei chayai. To sit in the Beis Hashem, Beis HaMikdosh, the entirety of my life, lachzois b'noyam Hashem u'levakir b'hicholoi. To bask in the pleasantness of that connection to Hashem, and to be beheichal hamelach, to be in the Beis Hamikdash, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this too really describes what the benefits that a person can have from the Midas HaBitochen. Because with the Midas HaBitochen, a person finds this connection to Hashem, even if he's not sitting in the Beis Hamikdash. We've mentioned here, I'm sure, that Rav Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma says that the source for the mitzvah of bitochen, to have bitochen, comes from the pasuk u'boisid book. And the Torah says you should cling to Hashem. Dveikus b'Hashem, when a person is in that intimate and bonded, tight connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what bitochen is, because that's what trust is. Trust is the ultimate cement of a relationship. That's it. I put my trust in you. That means we're like this. We're inseparable. There's a bond that exists between us. And he says that's the source. So David HaMelech was looking, Lachsois Benoyim Hashem, and the bitochen is for us the equivalent or the substitute or the closest that we can get to this Lachsois Benoyim Hashem or the Bakei Beicholim. Then it goes on with other psukim, but then the end is also Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'yameitz Libecho V'kaveh Hashem. Again, a strong statement of bitochen. Hope to Hashem, strengthen yourself V'yameitz Libecho V'kaveh Hashem. And here we know the famous word of the Brisker Rav. I think we must have mentioned it too, where he says, what's this repetition? Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'yameitz Libecho V'kaveh Hashem. So the Rav says that it's a whole arichus, but basically he says that the greatest commodity, the greatest brocha that a person can have is bitochen Hashem. So he says, when a person is kavi al Hashem, when he has bitochen, what can Hashem give him? Hashem says, oh, I have bitochen Hashem. Actually, it's interesting to see his perspective. I have bitochen Hashem, so he's going to give me parnosa. He's going to help me with my problems. He's going to give, you have bitochen Hashem. And what's going to be your reward for bitochen Hashem? Money? Oh, come on, that's cheap. I have bitochen Hashem, and you're going to reward me with money. If you really have a perspective of what the world is all about, bitochen Hashem should be rewarded with far more than money. Oh, well, what else? Let's say nothing. What else? There's nothing in this world that could reward, that's worthy to pay a person back for this level of connection to Hashem. So he says, Chazak v'yameitz libecho, he strengthens you and rewards you with further bitochen, with greater bitochen. The greatest gift that a person can have in the schus of his bitochen is to have greater bitochen. And the truth of the matter is that some people sometimes, and we shouldn't know from all the difficulties that sometimes bring this about, but some people are zeichet to see this because they see the difficulty and they rise above it with their bitochen, and then they just see, like, you know, the thrill of the bitochen, the menuchas hanefesh, the tranquility, the feeling that I had. It's worth more than anything else, and I just want to keep that feeling. And unfortunately, sometimes when you get what you wanted, you lose that feeling. Oh, now I got it, you know. So sometimes it keeps us guessing and it keeps us waiting because he wants to give us in the schus of that bitochen even something beyond what we had before with that bitochen, and not pay it off with some cheap currency. Anyway, so this is the introduction to the days of Elul, an opportunity to appreciate a deeper sense of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the stepping stone for a person to be able to develop a greater trust in Hashem. And if we pay attention to that, and if we focus on that, it can serve as a very powerful tool to achieve higher and ever higher and greater levels of trust in Hashem. The problem is that when we talk about relationship with Hashem, it's a bit abstract. When we're young, we're taught about relationships with friends, with parents, with siblings, you know, we get certain lessons, certain insights, certain ideas of, you know, you gotta do for me, I gotta do for you, you be nice to me, sensitive to me, respectful to me, I'll be to you, and you know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. There's certain parameters and dynamics of relationship. when we talk about relationship with Hashem, it's very abstract. It's like, how, like, what are we go out to dinner together? You know? Maybe sometimes you see, if you go to a restaurant, you see a person sitting by himself. Maybe he went out to dinner with Hashem and you just can't see him. You know? I don't know. I mean, what do we do? Ask him when his birthday is, or Rosh Hashanah. Hayoyim hara soilom. No, that's not his birthday. That's the birthday of the world. So what do we do? How do you know? It's very abstract. So the truth of the matter is that we have to understand it in human terms, because that's the only terms we can understand. That's the only kind of relationship we can understand. We can't imagine, you know, a different type of a relationship other than what we can relate to in our own experiences. So if we look at what Hillel told the Goy, when the Goy came to him and said to him, teach me kol ha-Torah kula al regel achas. So that was his assignment. Shammai told him, take a walk. And Hillel said, fine. And he said the following, Mada lochsani lechavrach leisavid, ze kol ha-Torah kula, ve'idoch pirusha, zil gmor. That which to you is hateful, do not do to your friend. That's the whole Torah. The rest is explanation. Now go and learn. And Rashi in the first shot says that Madaloch Sani Lechavroch, your friend, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reachov Reovicha Al Tazov brings a posuk in Mishlei. And he says that the Kol HaTorah Kula is this sense of appreciation of the relationship with Hashem. But what is the appreciation? Lechavroch Loi Savid. You know the pain of a friend who disappoints you, when you're expecting something from a friend, when there are certain agreements or understandings, tacit understandings of rules of the social relationship or unwritten rules of the social relationship, and you disappoint a friend, it's very painful. When you disappoint a friend, it's much more painful. Because if you know, not a friend, okay. So what do you know? I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't know you anything. You don't know, but we're friends. We're so close. We're so good. We're tight. And that really has to be the basis of appreciating the relationship with Hashem. That we don't want to disappoint that relationship. We don't want. Now, the truth of the matter is that Chazal say, Yisroel, afal pi shechoto Yisroel, even a Jew that sins, Yisroel, he's still a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshevu metzape l'reshoyim, he says, that they should do tshuva. Sits and waits. Why don't you just throw them out? You know? It says the Oshon there. What? Adyom Osu Mechakelo. That's one posuk in the Shari Tshuva's Loshon is, Kodesh Baruch Hu is he keeps the Losoga Ba'adom Dalsos Shari Tshuva. He doesn't close the doors of Tshuva. And he always, so that's true. But Mitzidi, I have to feel in terms of, I don't want to. He's so good to me. He does so much for me. I mean, if a person thinks about all the benefits that he has in life, you know, you can think about all the complaints, but if he thinks about all the benefits, how can I pay him back? What can I do? And that's one thing. So we have to think of it in terms of, I want to be an active participant in the relationship. I don't want to disappoint Hashem. In fact, the Orchus Tzadikim, it's mashma like that from Rashi at the beginning of Shir HaShirim too, but the Orchus Tzadikim says that the fear of Hashem is really fear of losing the relationship. He says that's what the Yira is. I don't want to do anything to mar the relationship. I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to go against him. I don't want to. Now, even though on some of those things, the real damage could be more to us than to him, because I feel I went against him, so I feel how could I hurt the relationship. And it's true on a human level too. When we do something to hurt a person, very often the biggest casualty is that I can't feel that anymore. Even though I hurt you, but I just knowing that I hurt you, I just can't feel close. I can't feel good about that relationship. For me, it ruins the relationship. So we have to look at it in human terms. And in human terms, we try whatever we can do. And this, of course, is where the Elul, and the Ani L'Doidi, dovetails with the mood of Yira and Tshuva. Because it really should, that relationship should really bring us to a concern that I don't want to do anything to undermine the parameters of that relationship. But something else that's very interesting. Hashem, in his infinite kindness, is forever lessening the burden. We think he increases the burden, but he's really lessening the burden. Because on the other pasuk, I think it's the other one. This is ani l'doidi v'doidi liv ani lo haroeh b'shoshanim. I think that's the pasuk that he says. Rashi says an amazing thing. Rashi says, "Hu loy tova, hu tova kol, hu loy hu tova, hu tova kol tsrochov, rak mimeni, hu loy tova, hu lo tova tsrochov elo mimeni." Hashem only asked for his needs to be satisfied only for me. Lo tzivo elo li to make a korban pesach, to bring a korban oilo. The Kaddish Bechoyres, and maybe he gives one more example. So he says, that's Doidi Li Vandi Loi. And I only ask from him, I don't turn to other gods, to Avodah Zorah, to anything. So he asks from me, I ask from him. And if you think about it, what's going on over here? Kol Tzrochov, Hashem needs something, and he needs it from Minoch? What? Oh, Korban Pesach. Yeah, he's hungry, Erev Pesach. It's a rough day for him. He can't eat matzah. He can't eat chometz. He get hungry. So he eats korban pesach. Oh, now he has what to eat. Korban oilo, his breakfast and his dinner every day. You know, show, of course. What kind of talk is that? And I think the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite loving relationship to Klal Yisrael, wants us to feel a certain parity in that relationship, a certain equality in that relationship. He does for me what I do for him. And he lets me feel that I'm actually serving him, that I'm actually giving him, oh, Korban Pesach, he only asked me, he takes the burden and he makes it into a privilege, and he makes it into a privilege where I could feel that I'm an active participant in the relationship. Because sometimes in a relationship, if it's too lopsided, if it's too one-sided, if it's too overwhelming, I can't get into it. Like he's, well, what am I contributing? You know, he's contributing everything. No. As far as he's concerned, you're contributing to his needs. Just like you ask only from him and he responds to you, he asks only from you. And the Korban Pesach and the Oila and the Bechiris and all of these things, you're doing for him too. Not that it's in reality, but so it's an effort to really create a relationship which should feel mutual, which should feel, I don't have to feel like I'm not really part of it. I don't have to feel that it's a hoax. He actually allows me to feel the mitzvahs, it seems according to this Rashi, are also an opportunity for me to feel. Hashem only asks for me. I have an opportunity to sort of pay him back. And when there's a payback, there's an equality, there's a sense of connection in the relationship. If I can't pay back, I feel inferior and I lose the connection and certainly the passion and the bonding in that relationship. So we have that element also. And all of this can serve as a tremendous sense of inspiration to be Tochem Hashem. Because if Hashem loves me enough, so much, that even though he gave me mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs give me schar, and that's a gift in and of itself, but he says, no, but I want you also to feel with them that you're satisfying my needs, that you're participating equally in this relationship. Then that should really give us the ability to say, hey, you know, I can trust you. Look at the level of sensitivity that Hashem has to the most subtle suffering. Think about it for a moment. I give you mitzvahs. Okay, you know why I give you mitzvahs? Because they can make you a better person. They're going to change, make your midas better. You're going to be zeiche, and you'll be roy to be zeiche, and be zeiche to kol tuv, to the greatest chesed, which is the purpose which I created the world. That's not enough. I also don't want you to have this inferior feeling in the relationship. If that's the case, then how do you think Hashem feels when we put our trust in Him? And now you're trusting me. What? He can't. He doesn't even want to disappoint us in a disappointment, which isn't even a disappointment. We shouldn't even have this minute feeling of, I'm not an equal participant. If he's sensitive to that, how much more so is he sensitive? I'm counting on you. I have no one else to turn to. Please, I beg of you. I'm counting on you, relying on you. So therefore, this whole sense of the love that exists between Klal Yisrael and Hashem and Klal Yisrael should enable us to be able to strengthen the bitochon more and more. Now, what's the problem? Well, the truth of the matter is, the problem is one thing. Everybody knows the Dovid Hashem Oiri by heart. When you know something by heart, it doesn't come from the heart anymore. Okay, Kaddish. That's the tzara. We don't pay attention. If we were to pay attention to what we're saying, to the opportunity that it brings us to connect with Hashem, it would be a whole different story. And that, I think, really is the avodah. I think that as we start with Elul and we think, maybe every day we look at the calendar and we see it's Beis Elul, Gimel Elul, 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 Elul. Pay attention, focus, focus. This is a relationship. To pay attention to what we're saying. To pay attention, it can have that effect, that it can enhance and it can increase that bitochon so much more. And at the same time, we also have to pay attention to the shofar, because one of the Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, I think, gives 12 reasons for I forget, for Tkiya Shofar. One of the reasons is to remember Akedas Yitzchok, and that too is a tremendous opportunity, because first of all, it's a picture of the ultimate trust in Hashem. And we know pictures enhance our ability to function. What do I mean? Heard many years ago in the yeshiva from the Rosh Yeshiva Zichrono Livracha, Chazal say, Hillel Machayev Aniyim. Hillel's learning Torah bedachkus in ultimate poverty is Machayev Aniyim to learn Torah. Now, because Hillel did it, so you got to do it. Even if we're Aniyim, we got to learn because Hillel did it. So Shiva asked the question, he says, what does one thing have to do with the other? He says, if I have the potential, I'll be chayiv for not learning. If I don't have the potential, I'm not chayiv. Who cares if there's a hill in the world? If there's a hill in the world, it makes no difference. It depends on my potential. Let's say there's a hill, he learned in poverty, but I don't have that potential. I'm a chayiv. And let's say there was no hill in the world, and I do have the potential, I will be chayiv. So what hill chayiv I need? So he said beautifully, he says, seeing Hillel climbing up on the roof and the snow covering him over there, you know, listening to Shmaya Avtalion because he didn't have the pruta to get into the Beis Medrash. He says that creates new potential. Hillel was Mechayev Anim because the existence of Hillel brings forth a new level of koiches within me. And now, after Hillel, I now have the koyach and I'll be held responsible. Before Hillel HaTzedek, I didn't have a koyach. Whatever koyach I had, Hillel has that koyach. So I say the same thing. If you look at Akedas Yitzchok, you want to see a picture of trust? Avram Avinu was told to Shech Yitzchok. He had an amazing argument. And Chazal say he had it and he didn't use it. He didn't even, wasn't even Mahar. Esmol amartali ki be Yitzchoki koil chozora. V'hayoyim atoimer li halev lo'ilo. Yesterday you told me Yitzchok is going to be the Yoirish and he's going to carry my message to the future generations. Now you tell me Shechtim. Anybody would have been Mahar. What's going on over here? Avram Avinu. Hashem said Shecht. It's Shecht. No questions. You know the word that describes that? Trust. That's the ultimate picture of trust. Can there be a greater picture of trust than you told me that Yitzchok is the one you appointed, you finally gave me after 100 years, you gave me this child and you told me he is the Yerush, he's going to bring my message to the world. And now you tell me to kill him. And boo, I don't say anything, nothing, not a word, not a hearer. V'rotza lishchoy doisei kedei lasis ritzonecho b'leiv of sholem. That's trust. And therefore, when we hear the shofar blowing, it's also an opportunity to enhance our trust in Hashem. But we have to think. If we hear the shofar blowing and we're already running out and we're not paying attention and we get bored a little bit, the music the first day was interesting. Okay, the shofar, I forgot about that. I haven't heard one for a long time, you know. Maybe since Mitzvah Yom Kippur. But now, the negative. Pay attention. And Uri Hashem Mishinaschem. Let's wake up and reconnect with Hashem. But beyond that, there's another thing. Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok is a picture, the ultimate picture of trust in Hashem. And if we picture that, then we now have new potential, new koiches that have emanated from the picture of Avram Avinu to enable us to put more trust in Hashem. So those are some of the ideas I think that can be found in the Elul experience if we put our minds and our hearts to it, and the end results are not shaykh, because as we. The refrain that we constantly repeat is that if a person can muster a deeper level of bitochen in Hashem, and the Chofetz Chaim, we saw the Feirush says, "Kefi goydel habitochen kach goydel ha'atzlocha." Says according to the level, the greatness of the bitochen, that's the level of the atzlocha. It's not necessarily all or nothing. And if we can enhance that, then we have two benefits. Number one. We enhance the Hatzloch and everything that we want that's so dear and precious to us. And number two, the Menuchas HaNefesh. The Menuchas HaNefesh that we can have in these days because of all the opportunities to deepen that Bitochem Hashem. Remember, stress is the biggest problem. It's the number one killer in the world. And we have an opportunity to de-stress in these days, which some people think, oh, these are the stressful days. Oy, 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 Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Well, first de-stress, and then we'll worry about getting that stress too. That's another discussion. We could have that another time. But that's the message.